This is episode number 2066 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, October 5th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Wow, check it out. It is time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Well, first, Seth Rogen got into it.
Huh?
Now, Justin Bieber's entering the marijuana market with pre-rolled joints that he's calling Peaches.
Peaches?
Yeah. It's the name of a song from his most recent album.
Yes, it is. A very big song for him.
I know in Steve Miller Band, when they did refer to Peaches, it wasn't joints.
It wasn't joints. But here's the deal. Justin Bieber, and can he roll a joint? That's my question.
Or does he have people roll them for him?
Well, he has people. He has people for him. Yeah.
So. That's why they're pre-rolled.
Yeah. Well, no, they're pre-rolled. Like, you buy them like cigarettes.
So they probably pre-roll them for him.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. It's like, hey, let's spark one up. Okay, I got a bunch pre-rolled over here in the humidor.
They've been inspected by three people. So he's, well, one person rolls it, then someone else has to inspect. You can't give him a pre-rolled joint that's subpar.
Yeah, but do you think
subpar?
They like put a little tag on him saying inspected by number four or number seven?
As long as it can burn, maybe. Anyway, he's working with a company that specializes in pre-rolled cannabis products.
Wow, there's a company that does that. Well,
yep.
That's not really a surprise, I guess.
Now, it's seven joint packs.
Yeah.
Sells for $32 at locations in Nevada and California.
Wow. So how many cigarettes do you get in a pack of cigarettes?
20.
And they're like $10 a piece.
Yeah.
So this is basically...
Well...
$12 a piece. I don't know, $12 a pack.
Less if you're smoking the tar ones.
Okay. All right. But anyway, let's say $10.
Okay.
$10, okay? 10 for 20.
Uh-huh.
This is 30 what?
This is 7.
For how much?
32.
32. I'm trying to do math in my head.
So like,
sounds like it's about...
4 something a piece.
5 times more expensive. Is that right? Marijuana is 5 times more expensive than tobacco. I got to remember that because it's been a long time. That sounds about right. 5 times? Yeah.
Well, you're paying for the pre-rolled too.
Well, that's just a tiny little bit of it. What's inside the pre-rolled is what costs.
And it's Justin Bieber pot.
Did
you
got to
pay for
it?
The name.
Did he grow it, or is he like sanctioning it, or what's the deal? Is he licensing
his
likeness?
He's working with these folks.
I tend to think of the guy, the Zigzag Man.
He's remember the one naming it.
Yeah, but remember the Zigzag Man on the rolling papers? The dude that was always there, you know, smoking.
I'm sorry, I've never rolled a joint.
Oh my God, you don't get out. Did you were buying from Bieber. Everybody remembers the Zigzag Man. Come
Anyhow,
on. Halle Berry would remember the Zigzag Man.
He says, I'm a fan. And what they're doing by making cannabis approachable and helping to destigmatize it.
Destigmatize.
Like it's stigmatized. Come on.
Only in certain states is it stigmatized. And that's only for the people who don't want it to be legalized.
Which is a
very small majority.
Yeah, he says.
Minority.
I wouldn't say it's a very small minority.
I would say it's a pretty small minority.
Especially for the many people who find it helpful for their mental health.
Oh, but you know what? It's helpful for mental health. It's helpful for lots of health issues. It's also a fine way to end your day. So, you know. Sit down and spark one up with the Zigzag Man.
As for the name of the product... It ties in with the chorus of Bieber's song.
Yes, it does.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Georgia,
I get my weed in California. Well, don't look for George Clooney to reprise his role as Batman in the upcoming The Flash movie.
Oh,
like Ben Affleck and Michael Keaton will be doing.
The maker.
Why are they both going to do it?
George Clooney was the worst. I have no idea. I have no idea.
He was okay.
I don't know. Ben Affleck is actually the current Batman in this universe before Rob Pattinson takes over. Okay? And he's next. But right now, Ben Affleck is Batman. He's the Batman.
So
they didn't get Christian Bale. I don't know why he didn't want to do it. Val Kilmer, of course, we know is kind of incapacitated. He can't actually.
He's not that incapacitated.
You know what? He's got like a voice box.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then Michael Keaton, just cause he's freaking Michael Keaton, and he, you know, he's Batman. So that's why they asked him, you know, because he's going to play the older Batman.
I didn't think George Clooney was that bad.
Mainly George Clooney.
George Clooney, but you know.
Let's say this:
good looking Batman.
The movie was horrid. If you are a Batman fan, okay, you cannot walk away from that movie and take anything seriously. It was a farce. He even said it was a farce. I don't know how it got made. And it was like,
okay, so anyway.
He ruined it.
He said, they didn't ask me.
No, of course not.
Okay. Yeah, Clooney said that on Sunday night at a special screening of The Tinder Bar, which is a coming-of-age drama he directed that stars Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Lily Robb and Ty Sheridan.
Okay.
So he says...
The Tinder Bar. Boy, does that sound like a place you go to in San Francisco.
And it kind of does.
Kind of does.
So he says, when you destroy a franchise the way I did, usually they look the other way when the Flash comes by.
Yes, he did destroy the franchise. He didn't destroy the franchise, but it was the end, the long end of the... Tim Burton.
It was 1997.
I know, it was a long time ago. Yeah.
Joel Schumacher's infamous 1997 film, Batman and Robin.
Pretty bad.
Opposite Chris O'Donnell and Alicia Silverstone.
Now, anything happened to their careers? Not really.
Well, Chris O'Donnell.
Kind of had a little TV career after that, not much of a movie career.
He's been in, oh gosh, what was it? NCIS Los Angeles?
That's a TV career, not a movie. That's not a movie.
It lasted quite a while, though.
But still, it's a TV
show. He's hot.
It's a TV show.
And he was with LL Cool J in it. It didn't matter. It was like, I could just turn the sound down to watch both of them.
All right, okay.
Delicious.
And Silverstone, like, she did nothing after the whole Clueless thing, right? Was it Clueless she was in?
I think
so. And she was in Clueless before she never was in Batman.
Never warmed up to her.
And so that was kind of a surprise out of left field. So here's the deal. You probably don't even remember the movie because she ended up being Batgirl. That sucked. She was so bad at being Batgirl because Batgirl was hot and cool.
And she
rode a bike.
Well, they didn't ask her back either.
She wore a really tight suit.
All right, so George added...
Like the Catwoman.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Like, who was Catwoman? Okay? I'm circling back around here. Because who played Catwoman? Besides Michelle Pfeiffer. Who played Catwoman?
What's her
face? Halle Berry played Catwoman.
Oh, that's right.
Boom!
All right, so George added, there are certain films I just go, I want my wife to have some respect for me. And according to them all... He won't let me watch it.
He won't let her watch it. I don't blame him. I think that's one that you can burn.
But he's got good humor. He's a funny guy.
All right. More Who Cares coming your way tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.